And a truly great day. I'll tell you, Howie, the fan reaction has been fantastic. And I thought Chip was outstanding in the press conference. A lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I see why you like him so much.
That's Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I want to thank our fans for their patience, their support throughout this whole process. It's been an incredible experience for us interviewing these great coaches. We've learned so much about our organization, other organizations. We are better for it.
Howie, when you sit down, and we spoke about this during the process, you said you talk about everything. How prepared was Chip in that first meeting? What did he really know about the organization? Does he actually know a lot about the organization?
A lot of times when you go into these interviews, you're banging out questions and you're grilling people. And we went into it and said, we want people to learn about us. Because here we are, we have the benefit of knowing a lot about them, whether it's on paper or for talking to people or observing them. We want people to understand what we're about. And we're going to bring a lot of passion, we're going to bring a lot of energy, and we're going to support the head coach. And that was really important for us to show them as well. And Chip was really prepared. He knew all about us. I had been at Oregon a couple of times and had a chance to meet with him and talk with him, like I did a lot of football coaches around the country. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like we had sat down for 2 hours and talked about our philosophies on football or how he thought that he would coming to the NFL would do his own thing. So it was interesting.
Did you feel that you and Jeffrey and Don and Chip during that meeting really had a great kind of initial, you know, you feel like you like somebody?
You know, at the moment where we split a pretzel, I'm just
kidding. Not in Arizona, you didn't.
No, I think it was his way of looking at the football world. And you kind of nod your head in a couple of ways. And one of the conventional wisdoms about Chip is, will his offense work in the National Football League? And obviously that's a question everyone should have. You know, what is the offense? When you meet with Chip and you talk to Chip, it's so much bigger than his offense because he's going to figure out what personnel you have. And like he said in his press conference, we're going to figure out the best way to score points and win the game. And that's really what he's all about. But he's a CEO. He's a leader. He's got a presence about him. He's got a way of looking at every aspect of your organization, whether it's how to train players, whether it's strength and conditioning, whether it's personnel, what he's looking for. And he studied the league. He studied what wins. And so it's not all about, well, if you don't have a quarterback who can run the ball 7 times a game, then I can't go there, or this is what I need to succeed. It's what pieces do you have in place, how are we going to score points, and then how are we going to build the whole organization.
Howie, you meet with him for 9 hours. You're sitting there and you're feeling good about things. Can you kind of go through the range of emotions that you had from the time when you left that meeting, maybe the next day you're thinking things are moving in the right direction, and then you hear that things are falling apart? What really was happening? What were you really thinking?
Well, when we started this process, we knew that we wanted to talk to as many great minds as we possibly could, get as much insight as we possibly could, and then it would help us make a decision because I'd never been through a coaching process before. Jeffrey hadn't been through one for 14 years, but we did feel like we had the benefit of working with a great coach, a great leader, for a long time. And then when you met all these people, you were able to judge what their views were and how they thought they were going to succeed as a head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in that job. So we never wanted to get too high or too low. We knew that there would be twists and turns in this process. I think for me, I was reminded early on when I spoke to a couple friends who hired coaches last year, and they told me they hired their coach on January 24th or January 25th, and I looked at my watch, and it was January 5th, mm-hmm. That this process wasn't taking as long as maybe it felt like. And I think we just want to make sure we went through the process and that no matter what happened, we were prepared. We were prepared if this person was going to stay in school or if this person took a job with another team. We had a list of candidates we wanted to talk to. We were going to go through that and hopefully not do it again for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And what? So how did it get resurrected? How? Give me the lowdown. Nobody's, just me and you.
I think that we had kind of talked a little bit on Sunday when he said at that time he was in St. Oregon, and he thought it was just happening. Everything was happening so fast, and you understand it. I mean, you're playing a game Thursday night. You wake up, and you're doing 2 interviews with team, and then you wake up, and you're doing another interview. You still haven't even seen your team since the game ended, and now you have to make this huge life change to another league, to another city, cross country, and leave people you're familiar with, and that's a hard process to go through, especially with such little time. And when you look back at it, you understand that you're making these life decisions. And if you and I are making life decisions, we're not on the clock. It's not 24 hours. We have time to think about it and make sure the right thing and discuss it with the people. And then know that if I'm going to be all in, if I'm going to do this hopefully for a long time, for 10 years, for 15 years, that I'm making this decision for the right reasons, not just because everyone thinks I should. And I think that's impressive to me, because you're not having somebody who's worried about going back to school. He set it up there. I'm an NFL coach. I'm going to be an NFL coach. Right. And so when we were in Nashville having an interview, and we went to dinner just to get a bite to eat, and we realized we were at a college coaching convention, and we knew Chip was there, and he kind of popped into our conversation in our mind. And for me, when I'm thinking about someone, I reach out to them. I think that's important to do. And so I was thinking about him. We were thinking about him. And I texted him, and he texted me back, and he said things that were kind of similar to what we were saying. Hmm. And you realized, we really got along pretty well. We had a really good relationship. And it kind of escalated from there.
That's great. Now, you got you got roasted out there, okay? The media came down hard on you, Howie.
Yeah.
So, how do you deal with that, though? Do you want to just tell everybody, hey, we got a guy?
No. It's the nature of the beast. It's not, like Coach said, it's not the information age, it's the information overload age. Mm-hmm. And so I understand what my job is. I understand what market I'm in. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. There's only one way to answer that, right?
Yeah,
win football games.
Right.
Let's do it.
So how do you mesh what Chip's philosophy is with the personnel that you have kind of going forward here?
Well, we're going to get clearly defined visions of what each player, what each position is going to be. And then we're going to see what we have on this football team. He's going to evaluate it. Now, we've talked about it a little bit, but I don't want him to have my opinions. I don't want him to be at all thinking about what I think of the player. I want to hear what he thinks about it. And then let's talk about it. And let's figure out a way to build a championship roster. And I'm excited about that.
Help you a lot to have a coaching staff in place for Alabama and the Senior Bowl?
I'd say it's the same thing that we went through with the coaching process. You'd like to have a coaching staff as quickly as possible, but you want to have the right coaching staff. You want to just take someone because right now they're saying yes, as opposed to maybe it takes 3 or 4 days, and hopefully you have these coaches. Like we had our first original staff for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
So let's get the right coaches.
Yeah. How do you feel today? How do you feel Chip came off to the fans, to the media? I mean, he seemed to really handle everything.
He's awesome.
Beautiful.
He's awesome. He's got a great personality. He's got a great view of the world and incredibly smart, incredibly hardworking, incredibly passionate about this city and this particular opportunity. And I'm excited about
Don't
it.
Don't you feel the energy? I think the team needed some energy. He's got tons of it, doesn't he? Although you're on you've had, 12 hours of sleep in the last 2.5 weeks, Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager. We thank you so much for joining us here.
Awesome.
And great job.
Thank you.
Chip Kelly
too.
In the house. We thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.